Hey guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, all bad news. Follow us on Twitter at ABN Media. We're back with another episode about the guy known as Joe Biden, the big guy. And what we have discovered in the last few hours, it'll be considered yesterday. The New York Post reports that Biden aides, his aides, guys, not the FBI, not a third party, not the Justice Department, his own aides find another batch of classified documents at another location. And let's get right into it. What's going on with this? A second haul of classified documents belonging to President Biden have been located, a new report revealed Wednesday, 2 days after White House admitted secret papers were kept in an office Commander-in-Chief used after leaving the Obama administration. So right after we discover that Biden left classified documents at one office, 2 days later, we discover another office. He has left classified documents. What do they pertain of? We don't know. Does the FBI know? No. Because the FBI is not even looking into it. What a surprise. Meanwhile, the FBI didn't even get a tip from Trump's aides or a third party before raiding Mar-a-Lago and discovering what is likely a nothing burger, because we know Trump has almost never committed a crime at this point. Shit. I mean, and the average citizen going to work every day has probably committed more crimes than Trump at this point, considering how much he's been investigated and how thorough they've been. Our tax dollars going into investigations regarding Trump, nothing coming of it. Money wasted. We're in massive debt. Moving on. NBC News reported that the new documents were found at a separate location from the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, where an initial tranche of 10 sensitive files, some of them marked top secret, were retrieved on November 2, 2022. So the initial files, just 10 of them, were marked top secret. What is this, a shitty movie? I mean, yeah, this presidency is a pretty shitty movie. But the fact that they were said top secret on them is kind of just stupid and ridiculous. Seems like a dumb movie. It was not immediately clear when or where the second groups of documents were found, when they date from, and what the level of classification they have been given. So we don't even know how sensitive these documents are, but the fact is there have been more documents found, and I think it's looking like the opposite of a nothing burger. This is a juicy burger. I think Biden is going to be implied in some ways here. So we're going to have to see what the House is going to request now that they got all their rules in place and they got McCarthy and, they got the show up and running finally. The first batch of done documents included intelligence memos and other materials concerning Iran, Ukraine, and the United Kingdom. Dang. So we got some intelligence memos. That's pretty intense. That sounds intense to me. That sounds like some dirty secrets were left hanging at a Biden private office. Seems like a big deal to me. And why the FBI or DOJ isn't on this raiding multiple former offices of fake President Biden blows me away. So keep an eye on it. See what they do about it. Probably nothing. It's going to take a bunch of Republicans and the congressional committees to bring this to light. The papers were dated between 2013 and 2016, mixed in with Biden family documents, including details on the funeral arrangements of the president's late son, Beau. That's bizarre. I don't know what documents would be doing next to his son's funeral arrangements. But maybe that's just a timing thing. Who knows? Anything about Hunter's business arrangements? We already kind of know about that. That's already been revealed. Biden made his first public matters in a news conference in Mexico City, saying he was surprised to learn that the records from the Obama White House had been found in his office in the Penn Biden Center after 2 years after leaving the vice presidency. He was surprised. That's all he had to say about it, guys. No concerns. Not that this is a complete replica of what they accused Trump of doing, but it's actually Biden. What a surprise. The Democratic Party projects everything onto the Republican Party. Whether it's like a mirror of Trump, right? Everything they accuse Trump of, Russian spy, Ukraine quid pro quo, Biden and the Democrats, Hillary, that's what they've been doing all along. And so it's no surprise that the documents, you just literally got to look at what they're accusing Trump of, and you find out what Biden's actually doing, what Obama's actually doing, what Hillary Clinton has been doing and has already done. He doesn't know what's in the documents. His lawyer suggests, I don't even ask what the documents are, is what he's saying. Turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the National Archives. We're cooperating fully. Well, yeah, damn right you're cooperating. What would you do? Withhold that information? It's not yours. It's belongs to the federal government, not you, which is why it's troubling that they were at your private offices to begin with, sitting for any ordinary citizen to go into, a janitor, right? A landlord or whoever, whatever, maintenance guy can go in there and see our dealings with Iran, UK, how corrupt they probably were with the Obama presidency. Chicago U.S. Attorney John Lodge, appointee of Donald Trump, reportedly submitted a preliminary report on documents to Merrick Garland. It's not clear whether Lodge only reviewed the documents recovered from the Penn Biden Center or whether he had access to any other documents that may have been found. Interesting that a Trump appointee is the one who's putting together the preliminary report. I guess we'll find out if Merrick Garland is going to do anything here. I mean, get the FBI involved like yesterday? Probably not. Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre deflected further questions. Scandal, she said it was an ongoing process. Yeah, no shit. We're going to find out ongoing. This whole entire Biden presidency is an ongoing investigation, right? At one point in the briefing, which took place just before the report emerged, that additional documents had been found. Jean-Pierre, I'm so bad at like French names, European names, just so out of my realm. There are no assurances that you can provide at this point that there are no other classified documents out there in any other office and or home. And she said, and the process is ongoing. So what that means is that, yes, there is plenty of documents in many locations that are exposing many of America's secrets and potentially crimes that were committed during Obama's presidency by Biden and Obama and their shady business dealings. Privately, an administration official told the Post that the White House was reluctant to shed more light on the document issue because anything you could say could potentially F up the Justice Department review by appearing to influence the process. Yeah, well, I think when it's this sensitive, yeah, that's definitely true. However, that's not your biggest concern. The biggest concern is why were they there and what they contained. There's no reason for that unless something extremely shady was going on with Biden for him to hold on to those. While Democrats and Biden have allies have to be absolved, 80-year-old of wrongdoing by claiming the documents were immediately turned over to the National Archives upon discovery. That does not explain why the papers were allowed to leave the White House and be kept in federal custody for almost 6 years. Yeah, 6 years is a long time for papers to just be sitting around. Biden's 80 years old. I'm sorry, I just have to go back to that. What the hell? Biden's 80? I mean, yeah, looking at him and seeing the things he does and the way he speaks, yeah, definitely seems very old. But, man, the guy's, he doesn't got a long time. Republicans, meanwhile, have expressed outraged. Did I skip a sentence or a paragraph? Yeah. It's also unclear what the lawyers who found the documents at the Penn Biden Center were looking for or why they were clearing out an office that apparently sat unused for more than 3 years. It's also not known where the documents may have been kept before the Biden Penn Biden Center opened in February of 18. So these are Biden's officials finding these documents. That's what worries me. It's like, why do they put this out in the public? They've kept so many secrets over the last 10 years, right? Why are they bringing this to light unless it somehow benefits them and it's just a way of showing Biden's clean in the public's eyes, even though we know he's not. There's so many other ways that he's dirty. But if they try to mirror Trump's situation by showing Biden's clean in this regard, Trump is not. Look at what he's doing in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI is involved. Suspicious activity here. We have to keep an eye on this. It could mean bad things for Biden, considering the dealings and which countries it dealt with and what was in those documents. But I'm a little curious about this because Biden's people are the ones coming out and saying this, not the special investigators, not the federal agencies. It's Biden's own people. right? Republicans, meanwhile, have expressed outrage at the difference in treatment of Biden. Yeah, I mean, I think most people are going to be President Donald Trump, 76, who is under a federal investigation led by Special Counsel Jack Smith for strong classified information at his Mar-a-Lago resort after leaving office in January 2021. Yeah, I mean, first of all, why do they keep mentioning the ages of these guys? We both know Trump and Biden are old as hell. But yeah, there's definitely a double standard here. And Trump is definitely getting the butt end of this whole Mar-a-Lago thing. He got raided before we discovered that there was even files potentially even at his facility. So for Biden to just get off easy, his own people are saying it. First of all, Merrick Garland's going to sit on this stuff just like the FBI did sit on the Hunter Biden laptop situation. So what makes us think anything different is going to happen unless Congress gets involved and investigates this and potentially something happens? But even these investigations mean nothing, so it's kind of hard to see how this stuff is going to go at this point without being a pessimist. If you believe the special counsel is necessary to assure the public about the handling of a classified documents by Donald Trump, you should apply a special counsel to the mishandling of classified documents by President Biden when he was president, Lindsey Graham told Fox News. Yeah, Lindsey Graham, thanks for the obvious, bro. Still don't trust that dude. The idea of prosecuting Trump for mishandling classified information after this has gone down dramatically. Special counsel Josh Hawley reacted to the latest report. How many classified documents does this guy have? That's a good question. What do they contain is the bigger question. I feel like this is a good chance to get Biden in a lot of trouble, impeached. I mean, there's a lot of chances, but this is definitely adds to the stack of Biden crimes potentially. Let's see. Totally irresponsible House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Did the FBI raid the Biden Center as the House Judiciary Committee referenced the August 8th sweep that removed dozens of classified from Mar-a-Lago? Yeah, it's absolutely right. It's time for the president. Fake President Biden to be raided and treated like a piece of scum, because that's what he is, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the freaking man, and he's done nothing but help this country, and he gets treated like garbage. So that's why he's going to redeem himself in 2024 and make a giant comeback. No one is buying the White House is telling the truth. Rep. Daryl Issa, Republican out of California, tweeted succinctly. In addition to DOJ, FBI investigation, House Oversight Committee launching its own investigation on why the initial discovery, which came 6 days before the midterm elections and was not made public at once. Wow, that's interesting. The House committee is launching its own investigation into why the initial discovery, which came 6 days before the midterm election, was not made public at once. Right. That is very true. They said November 2, 2022 at Penn Biden Center, or whatever it's called, was initially when the documents were found. So with interesting timing, they get to choose when these things are released, right? They get to choose the timing. The FBI is not going to investigate Biden anytime soon, potentially. So my hands are in the air. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is Biden's crimes are adding up, and it seems like nothing's going to happen, but who knows with this new house in place? Do they need cooperation from the Senate? I think so. Another potential crime to add to Biden's list.